We are planning an unbirthday party, and this is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with instant illumination, and we sure do need it. We are planning an unbirthday party here on the campus of the University of Healing for one of our very special fellows who comes and works for us with his whole family and does marvelous things. So we are planning this very special unbirthday birthday party, but because so many things are happening so quickly, we don't know whether it's going to be today, which is Wednesday, tomorrow, which is Thursday, Friday, which is Friday, Saturday, which is Saturday, and Sunday, which is the last day that it could be, but it can't be Sunday because Anita's going to be flying to New Zealand on Sunday. And we want Anita to be here. So then that means it's Saturday. It's either Thursday, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. But it can't be Friday night because our friends are coming in on their plane at 9 o'clock at night, so we have to be in town to pick them up. So we can't have a dinner for them. So are we going to have it on Saturday? Or are we going to have it during the day? Or are we going to have it Thursday or Wednesday or whatever? And why are we making such a big fuss over it? Well, we're not making a big fuss over it. We're merely saying we're going to have an unbirthday party. Because his birthday is actually on the 9th. And all of these days fall before the 9th, while Anita is still here, before she takes off with her special bird over the Pacific to New Zealand. So, what's the reason for having a birthday party? Well, the reason for having a birthday party is so that we can all eat a big piece of German forest chocolate cake, or whatever it's called, and with lots of chocolate frosting on it, with lots of chocolate ice cream on it, and so forth. Now, might even have a meal included in that. Who knows, you know? Might have a great big pizza dinner, great big taco dinner, you know, or a Mexican dinner. Yeah, or who knows? Who knows what we might have? Something very special. But the thing is, when you're planning to have an unbirthday party, they are far more difficult than having an on-birthday party. Because an on-birthday party already has decided that it's going to be on the day of the birthday. And so that's all of that confusion out of the way. Now, what do you give to a man on his on-birthday party who has everything? He has a family of fine children. He has a fine house. He has a fine business, several businesses. He has, he's a fine man himself, and what do you give him? And he has this one business, which is the taco business, making tacos that he sells in Cameron Corners here, and is a very successful taco business there. And what do you give a person who's got everything? Well, what you give him is what Ellen did this morning. Ellen and he sat together in a business conference to decide what was left to do on the property that needed attention. And so Ellen sat with Alfredo and they talked. And they sat at Ellen's breakfast table, at her breakfast nook. And it's a round table surrounded by glass walls and overlooking Ellen's favorite lawns and plants and all the good stuff. And so Alfredo says, well, I'll have 3 spoonsful of sugar in my coffee, but I'll have American coffee. And so he drank it. And as they sat and talked, they became more loquacious and more loquacious, more filled with talk, more filled with ideas and sharing. And next thing you know, Alfredo says, I want a set of the statements that you have made to me so that I can have them translated into Spanish so that my family and I can read them and study them, because I think that's wonderful. And Ellen, what sort of statements did you give him? Do you remember them?
I said, I have beautiful children and I'm a wonderful team with my children. I'm a man of word. I like me and I respect myself. I have a great taco store. all the jobs I'm doing, they're very successful. My clients like me and they want me. And what did I say more? Yeah, more or less.
Now, Ellen, here we are, the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, the Absolute Monastery. We are the Church of Religious Science. Church of Religious Science? The Church of God Unlimited. I said that at INTA. Church of Religious Science. I had been with the Church of Religious Science for so many years. But we are the Church of God Unlimited. And yet, Ellen, in all of the affirmations you gave him, I didn't hear you mention God once, or Jesus, or the religion, or philosophy per se. All you did was to say the simple, straight-out statements that you would say to anyone mm-hmm. who you might be talking to, wanting to improve their life and improve their circumstances. Now, is this the type of thing that God Unlimited teaches? Is this the type of thing that our philosophy is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ellen said, mm-hmm, but you know, you can't really hear an mm-hmm very well unless you get that.
Yes.
With it, then the yes you know very well, and I, of course I've got a set of tapes here, and I play these tapes for applause, you know, or for yeses, or for laughter, or for smiles and stuff like that, and I have to get them loud and clear, but they work very nicely. Now, Ellen.
Yes.
Are we planning to have a birthday party for Alfredo?
Yes.
And is it going to be a Whip Snorton birthday party?
A what?
A good one.
Yes. Yes.
Whip Snorton. No, it's Rip Snorton.
Rip Snorton. Really lots of fun.
Okay.
Now, who's going to plan the whole thing and set it all up?
I.
You may say that positively.
I.
I want you to say it positively. Now, Anita.
Yes.
Ingeborg. And Sylvia. Herb. Rex. Love, we're all going to keep our nose out.
Mm.
We're going to attend the party.
Okay.
But we're going to keep our nose out of the planning so that you can surprise all of us.
Oh.
And we'll see who else comes. And whether Art and his wife is back and she comes. And whether, what's his name, Daniel is going to be here for the evening of the party. That might be nice. Have him bring some croissants, you know. Or, you know, make a fun thing out of it and be crazy. Because that's what parties are all about. And this is what an unbirthday party is. His birthday is on the 9th, and we're going to have it when we can have it conveniently, before Anita flies the coop. So we're going to have lots of fun. Ellen, do you like having non-birthday parties?
Yes.
Unbirthday parties?
Yes.
How many unbirthday parties do you have for yourself a year?
Every day is one.
365, huh? 365 birthdays, parties a year. What about you, Ingeborg?
Yes.
Yes, yes, what?
More than 300.
Oh, my goodness. Some days you have several, huh? Wow. And Anita?
Yeah, 365 every day a party.
Every day a party. And you, Miss Sylvia?
At least 365.
Well, that's good. Then we certainly have our foundation, don't we? And there's 365 days in the year, basically. And so if we have a party every day, then we're ready. Reminds me, I should stop and buy some more dog food for Rex. We're getting low on his. But it's amazing. It's amazing. I just take out one cup three times a day, and pretty soon, it drops way down. And Ellen, I wonder what we're going to have to eat. I wonder what we're going to have, whether it be a pizza or a taco or fish or chips or spaghetti. Oh, spaghetti. That sounds interesting, too. Or pasta or, Anita is making the gesture for a big round pizza as big as her arms will encircle. So I'm ready, Ellen, for the surprise of my life in the next 3 or 4 days, what is going to happen for Alfredo's birthday party, and he doesn't even know we're going to have it. Make sure you invite him and his family. Now, maybe they have some dogs and cats and children that have to come too. You make sure it's all in divine order. So, we shall have a good time. How do you have an unbirthday party?
By having fun.
Just having fun. And if you have no cake, is that okay?
Yes.
If you have a dozen cakes, is that okay?
Yes.
What is the most important thing?
Fun part.
Is that I am there.
And I am there.
She right away, she wants to get there. You two want to get there?
Oh, yes.
You too? You want to get in there too? You two want to get in there?
Yes.
Rex, you want to get in there, huh? He says, I'm always with you, Dad. So, there we go. Have a lovely day, and know that the day has started out with a whiz-bang go. We've had a dozen contacts already, or better. Students calling from Colorado, and from Canada, and from, where all you're getting in the calls?
Switzerland.
Oh, yeah, two or three from Switzerland. So, wow. And our seminars are getting set up for in when?
In March.
In March. Mm-hmm. And that's just the Swiss seminars. And then we want to set them up with our contingent here in America, too, and in Canada, and in Mexico. And, you know, just go for it, Ellen. Go for it. We'll rent a motorhome, you know, or just have fun.
Ship.
A ship.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take a cruise, and that will be on the 18th, isn't it?
Yeah.
The 18th of October. So we are looking forward to many adventures in the next few days. Thank you for joining us and letting us ramble on like this. But remember, everyone should have an unbirthday party. And if Ingeborg can have an unbirthday party every day and sometimes two a day, why not you and me? Right?
Yes.
Right. Have a good day. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.